Welcome to Thriving Starseed, a podcast dedicated to supporting and guiding starseeds as they discover who they truly are and navigate their life on Earth. I am your host, Maria Katolikova. I am an Onyx Starseed, Soul Guide, Starseed Activator, and Awakener of Leaders, and I would love to invite you to join me on this transformational journey. So buckle up as I dive into how you can reveal and fully embody your magic and step into your leader role, so that you can thrive, have fun, and create an amazing life for yourself while you are fulfilling your sacred mission of helping humanity evolve. Hello, hello, my fellow starseeds, and welcome to the episode 16 of the Thriving Starseed podcast. Today, I am going to answer one question that so many of you ask me over and over again. Can I have more than one origin? And if I do, how can I connect with them? But before we dive into that, I would love to remind you that today at 6 p.m. CET, I am hosting a free healing event, which is called Inner Healing Accelerator. I created this workshop specifically for people who have been on their spiritual and healing journey for a while. They have done a lot of inner work, but unfortunately, they still do not see really big results in their life. Maybe some small things are shifting for you here and there, but on a bigger scale, things that truly matter to you and you would love to shift them, they just don't budge. Okay, so in this event, I'm going to share with you my own personal discoveries on why this is happening this way and how you can change that so that you can not just do healing for the sake of freaking healing, but actually start changing your life in dramatic ways. So if that is where you are and if that speaks to you, I definitely invite you to go and register. The link will be in the description of this episode, and then tune in live. But if you cannot tune in live, so don't worry as well, there will be a replay available, but only for those who register before the deadline. Okay, so if that's you, go into the description, click on the link, and register yourself. Okay, and now let's dive into the main topic of today's episode. So, can you have more than one origin? The answer is absolutely. Of course, you can have more than one galactic origin. Because we are multidimensional beings. We have been already incarnating in different places, in different galaxies, on different stars, on different planets, even in different universes, like my case is. So, of course, you have within yourself much more than just one galactic origin, and you are connected to different galactic races throughout your incarnations. And more than that, you are actually still living in those incarnations, because on the quantum level, of course, the time doesn't work in a linear fashion, right? So you are still living those incarnations right now, and you are able to connect with them right now, like where you are from that incarnation that you're living right now, okay? So, but that a little bit later, we will talk about that later, how can you connect? But the first question first is, so you do have more than one origin, but there's a caveat here, okay? On my own personal journey, as well as, you know, from my experience with other starseeds, I noticed that first and foremost, we connect to one incarnation, to one cosmic energy within ourselves that I personally call dominant cosmic energy. And it is the energy that is the most useful to you right now in this life, that will be the most helpful for you to fulfill your mission, because you have mastered those gifts from that incarnation the most. And whatever gifts you carry from that specific energy, they are like literally fine-tuned to your mission here, okay? So what happens next? Once you connect to that specific galactic energy, you begin mastering those gifts here. Because of course, the fact that you've mastered them somewhere else doesn't mean that you can right away be super confident in using them, right? You still would need a little bit of time to readjust and to kind of remember fully, how the heck am I doing that? But what happens afterwards, after you have mastered all that comes from that specific galactic origin and cosmic energy, more starts coming through gradually. So when we are here on Earth, our soul will never overwhelm us with way too much information. So your soul will always give you space and time to integrate, fully digest, and embody whatever knowledge, wisdom, and gifts that you receive. Okay? Because obviously, if you don't embody what we know, it's useless. It's always like that. And a lot of people actually live like this. A lot of starseeds do not embody their wisdom. They do not embody their gifts because they're never using them at all, even if they remember them. And even if they remember who they are, they're not necessarily living the life of embodiment of who they are, because these are completely two different things. You can always know who you are, like connect to your origin, but not dare to be that, you know, and reject who you are, right? Or you cannot necessarily reject who you are. You can accept that, but still not fully live through that wisdom that you already possess. Because you will always feel within yourself that play between the human you, the human mind and the human body, and the galactic you. And of course, that's also why I mentioned to you at some point, it is so, so important to merge them, to fuse them, to allow them to integrate, so there is no this pull, push and pull into different directions within yourself. Okay, so that's the first thing that I wanted to tell you, that's usually how it happens. And for me, when I remembered my dominant galactic energy, a lot of information came through with that one. I was flooded almost instantly. I remembered, of course, my race, and that we had two different bloodlines. We had the bloodline of druids and the bloodline of witch doctors or herbalists, who were more specialists with plants, while druids were more specialized in magic and working with the elements of nature. I remember the traditions of our society. I remember the values. I remembered such a thing, for example, that for us, death didn't exist. But in our society, any sort of crime was punishable by death, meaning, like, of course, you could be killed and terminated. And if a person committed any sort of crime, no matter how big it or small it was, punishment was always the same, death. Which is why, you know, it almost never happened in our society, and which is why our society actually, you would say, evolved a lot, despite the fact that there is such drastic rule that exists. But because it almost never applied to anyone, we literally didn't see death in centuries in our society, because everybody was right away kind of turned away from breaking the rules and doing something horrible. So that's why we had a lot of harmony in our society. We didn't know war. We also didn't know what work is. For example, we were all doing what we were supposed to be doing. We simply knew our role from our birth. We didn't need to discover that. You know, like here on Earth, we need to remember and connect with our soul and everything. There, no, it wasn't like this. We were born and we knew right away why we're here. And we were just fulfilling that from the very beginning of our life. And our entire society was working in such synergy with each other that we were just supporting each other in this magical way where nobody was working and nobody needed money and whatever. Everything was just provided because we were all coming together and doing things together. Okay, and also, I mean, I would like to pinpoint that there were not so many of us. There were not billions like here on Earth. Our numbers were more like in thousands where we lived. So it was a bit different, functioned differently. But these are the things that came for me right away with that incarnation, like these kind of memories. They flooded my mind. And of course, I received all my gifts that came specifically from that incarnation. And I already, I think, shared that before, but it was the healing with the elements of nature that I was also supposed to use to help my fellow starseeds awaken and heal. There was my voice that came through with that, and all sorts of different incantations, spells, and afterwards songs actually started coming through. Okay? And of course, these are the things that were the most essential for me to be able to start fulfilling my mission. I would be able to already fulfill my mission if I haven't connected to anything else at all. But I also noticed that when I started mastering that and stepping into these things and embodying them, at some point I started receiving more information from other incarnations and more gifts, like more tools, I would say, things like that, that were complementary to what I was already doing right now. But I am 100% certain at this point in my life that if I did not master what I was given first, like if I was to bite too much and not able to chew it, I wouldn't be given more until I chewed and swallowed, you know, basically. So for me, more started coming from Sirians, from Arcturians, and from Lyrans the moment I integrated the Onyx in myself first and foremost, okay? And that's exactly how it was also happening for other of my clients. And of course, I cannot speak for every single starseed on Earth. I wouldn't be able to tell you that, yeah, that always happens that way for everyone. But that's what I have seen so far, for myself and for other starseeds who I have already had the privilege to meet and connect with, and of course to guide on their journey, because otherwise I wouldn't know that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's that. Now you know that you absolutely can have more than one origin. And to be able to connect to your dominant galactic vibration, I personally believe what matters is your vibration. Because in order to connect to that, how I personally did that, of course, I was in this expanded state of consciousness, right? And I did a lot of healing work before it could even happen for me. And once I had that, reached that level of healing, I was able to ask the question, and I just traveled there. Like, I matched the vibration of that other dimension in which we lived, and it was 5D. And the moment I matched that vibration in the ayahuasca ceremony, I was able to connect with them. And I'm also someone who can easily travel to other dimensions. And afterwards, Arcturians came through eventually to explain to me the process of how exactly to do that, because I was doing it very unconsciously. And then I was shown how to do it more consciously so that I can literally guide other people to do exactly the same thing for themselves. And they showed me, first of all, that what is important, if you want to go and visit that specific incarnation that you had, what is important, first of all, that you match the vibration of this incarnation, that you suspend your disbelief, suspend this idea that, oh no, it's total bullshit, I cannot do that, because first and foremost, you are traveling to other dimensions every single night when you're sleeping. If you have dreams, and they're kind of crazy, you know, and they're not like ordinary human dreams, and you definitely go to places that you don't recognize, believe me, you are traveling to other dimensions and other realities and other timelines all the time, which means you already possess that ability within yourself. You just don't consciously remember. So you just need to tell yourself, yeah, I can do that. And I can trust that when I put myself in a higher vibrational state, my higher self will know what to do. My soul will know where to go. Okay? So, number one, raise your vibration. Put yourself in a meditative state where you can raise your vibration by whatever means you know. For me, I can just simply connect that feeling of peace within me and then allow it to grow and then go further. Like connect with my heart and connect with the vibration of love. And like the higher I go in terms of connecting to different emotional states within me, the more I can feel that I'm expanding within myself. So you do that first. And then Arcturian showed me that you can call into your space a pillar of light from any other dimension. And that pillar will become obvious to you at that moment, you know, because once your vibration matches that, the vibration of this other dimension, you will be able to visualize them in front of you. You will be able to feel that vibration into which you can enter and then be transported there. You can either do it this way, simply allow this kind of pillar of light to shine into your room, and then let yourself be lifted into the pillar of life to whichever dimension that it belongs to, you know, to whatever place you're calling it from. If you were to call it from, of course, you would set an intention that you would like to travel and to discover your dominant galactic energy. So to travel to a place where this energy lives, right? So you would set that intention for yourself, and then this pillar will be there. Or you can also decide to open a portal on your own. And I've been also shown how to open portals and, of course, how to also close them. Because that's an important element to always remember, to close your portals. Otherwise, you are leaving yourself, your space basically unprotected. Even though you are reaching to high dimensional places, portals can kind of overlap with other places. So, which means you can let beings and entities from other dimensions to just be invited in your home and just enter, you know, through that portal. So it's always important to close it if you're using the portal, actually, that you open to travel, okay? But these are the two main ways how you can do that. Either this pillar of light that you go in, or the portal that you open with a specific intention. You know, intention truly matters, because that's how you always give your soul an instruction of what you want to do. And the more intentional you are and connected to that desire, the more precise and more beautiful your journey will be, like the more details you will receive for yourself. And of course, you have to reach a certain level of healing to the point that you are connected with your soul. Because if that connection is not there and you do not have regular conversations with your higher self, giving it instructions, well, you know, you might not necessarily feel like you're doing anything, right? So healing is, of course, always a step that shouldn't be neglected. But I personally believe we all start with healing when we begin our spiritual journey. We all start with healing. It's kind of something that we cannot avoid, right? We cannot skip that step. And as we continue doing that work, as we continue healing more and more, from we start loving ourselves more, we start being more compassionate, we open up to understanding people on a much larger scale and from a higher perspective. We understand how valuable we are. All of that, you know, it all contributes to how we feel within ourselves, and our vibration obviously rises already naturally. Okay, and that helps you a lot to connect to whatever you hold within yourself and then travel there to recover whatever you want to recover for yourself. Of course, the journey can happen absolutely 100% as well, just through your soul, by asking your soul to show you what you are, you know, and connect you to that dominant galactic energy that is within you. That is like your third option. But I prefer the other two, to be honest, because it's so much more fun. And for me, it's always a fascinating journey on which I go when I want to go somewhere. Like, you know, sometimes I do still go home, but now it's more automatic for me, of course. Or if I want to travel somewhere else. The process usually is the same. It's just the intention might change. You know, you might change what you want to do, like where you want to go. Sometimes I set an intention, I want to go somewhere which is 70, for example. Or I set an intention, I want to travel to a place that is so beautiful, it will make me cry. It will make me overwhelmingly happy. Or sometimes I set an intention, I would like to visit Sirius. And then I'm being transported. So intention is always, always super important. And as I said, yes, your vibration is the doorway for all sorts of connection, all sorts of higher dimensional connections that you possess within yourself, but they get activated as your vibration arises, okay? So, and that's how you could do that for yourself. You could connect to anything, actually, that you want to know for yourself through these three ways. Like, you either open the portal or you call and then step through that portal and you will be in that life that you are currently living. I didn't specify that, that's true. So you will just be in that life, in that incarnation that you're currently living. Or you can be transported through this pillar of light that you invite into your home, into your space where you are, and then you will be lifted to that dimension. And again, you will be lifted there, and you will be able to observe that life that you are living there, okay, as that other being. Or you can, of course, as I said, simply ask your soul to show you what is your dominant galactic energy that you carry within yourself that is supposed to help you, that is supposed to give you everything that you need, first of all, to fulfill your mission here, the mission of helping humanity, and second of all, of course, live a good life for yourself, right? So that, because that's everything that we are always talking about here. If you cannot live a good life, if you cannot create a good life for yourself, your vibration will always be low, guys. If you're constantly in a state of struggle, there is no freaking way that your vibration can be high. It's only by healing yourself that the struggle ends. And it's by using whatever you have within yourself, those resources, that you can get any further, right? And sometimes you do not necessarily receive your galactic origin right away, but you can still receive the gifts. You know, that's as well. That always comes with acceptance. The moment you recognize for yourself, yeah, I am a starseed, you can already receive the gifts like we discussed before in one of the episodes from before. So, but with specific incarnations, you have much more information. You know, like it's just more precise, more detailed, I would say more colorful. You receive it in all shapes and forms. Of course, we are all different, but we can receive everything through all of our channels, like visual, auditory, even tastes and shapes and stuff like that. You know, I clearly have these sensations from time to time of running through the forest, from my ancestral forest on Onyx. I'm playing with my purple phoenix, and it's like an amazing sensation, but I do not have the visual of that. It's really strange sometimes how we connect, but all of our channels can give us information and resources when we are connecting to something. So that's how you can do it for yourself, guys. By the way, I have been contemplating to create something that I want to call an interdimensional travel guide, where I will put together a process for everyone who would like to learn that, of how to travel to other dimensions. It's still in works. It's not something I have created yet, but I have asked if people would be interested, and I had a huge response, a huge yes, that this is an information that people would love to get their hands on. So I will definitely be putting it together, and very, very likely I will create a separate episode on how you can begin traveling to other dimensions. So I will dive a little bit more in detail on what exactly is required. Okay, and then by that time, probably I will have already created the guide so that you can also download the guide for yourself and begin playing with that beautiful ability that we all have, but most of the time we just don't remember how to use it. Okay, and it's not just a starseed thing. I believe that every single person can travel, but for us, starseed is like a must. We have been equipped with that automatically because we come from other dimensions, okay? So that is something that I plan for the future. So stay tuned. I'm not sure if it will be the next episode, probably not, probably maybe two episodes after, but that's something that I would definitely love to share with you, because traveling to other dimensions helped me a lot. You know, when I know that it can be also very tempting to use this ability to escape our current reality, and I know that for some time I used that too, for that, to escape, but at the same time, if it's not used as an abuse in a sense, you know, but rather as a tool to go and improve yourself, you can do so many things when you travel to other dimensions. You can, first of all, of course, your vibration rises when you go there. Every time I come back from there, I'm like on a purple cloud, and I'm so happy, and like I love the entire world. And then I gradually come back a little bit to a bit more humane feelings about my life here. But you can definitely, like as I said, raise your vibration. You can witness absolutely amazing things. You can learn something from other beings and stuff like that. You can ask other beings to teach you something that your race doesn't know. And of course, you can go anywhere to download your own knowledge, like we discussed today. You can go to your incarnations and just download things. So for me, traveling to other dimensions, it's like a well of knowledge and wisdom that's available to you if you know how to do that. So that is something, just sharing with you a little bit what's coming next in the future. So stay tuned, and I guess that's what I will be wrapping up on today's episode. So as usual, guys, thank you very much for being here with me, for listening. Thank you very much for all of your comments and all of your feedback that I'm receiving. It's always so inspiring for me, and keep sharing our podcast. We are gradually growing. By now, we already have more than 200 followers just on Spotify. I don't know all the other platforms. I know that we kind of split, but Spotify is our biggest platform. So, and we have more than 200 followers already by now, which is for me a huge victory. I am so happy that so many of you are tuning in on a regular basis and listening. So keep sharing this podcast, keep inviting more people to tune in and give us good ratings, obviously. If you do not like us, please do not rate us. But if you do enjoy what we are sharing here, please give us 5 stars so that Spotify and other platforms keep suggesting us automatically to other people. Because I love sharing what I know. I would love to share it with more people if I can. And you are the ones who can help me make this happen. So thank you very much, guys. And I will speak with you next time. Bye.